Hey, Adrian. Rick here. How's it going?
Good, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was expecting you today. I was just about to text you as well, in fact, and I thought I'd follow up with you. So tell me about it.
I'm ready to drink a margarita. I'm to say disappointed would be an understatement. I am ready to go nuclear on this Cart.com thing and pull the plug in its entirety.
Okay.
I certainly don't think that we're going to be renewing our contract next year. But that's another story. Right now, I'm trying to figure out what we can do to keep the wheels on the bus, and I think we're just going to leave them alone, let them do the e-commerce and the order fulfillment.
Right.
That's what they, should be able to do. What I need to figure out is how we can go about making sure that a paid client who's in good standing is able to see the status of their foundation in a seamless manner. And so I think we just need to discuss what our options are, and see what we can do to get that done. I'm open to anything that seems reasonable and fast. The speed is my biggest concern because we have units that are out in distribution being used right now. And I don't like the idea that a core component to what we are offering the client and we're expecting is now not there. So it's kind of a big deal on my end. And so I just want to see, I'm wide open to anything. There's a couple of things that come to mind that might be very simple. And if I go back to the way things were 20 years ago, when you had a software package, you got the CDs, and in the CDs you had a 16-digit code, and you had to enter that 16-digit code, and with that it was expected that that was a secure
Connection.
method of identifying a paying client, right? We have quite a bit of runway. I want to make sure we're transparent on this. Nobody is
Right.
going to be getting a product that doesn't have a 3-year license. So we have a long way to sort this mess out. And I can very easily say these are the people that should have access to it. But let's separate the two. Let's let e-commerce do the e-commerce thing. And there's no reason for them necessarily go back there to do the maintenance and the status of the foundation.
Right,
But
so I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, would you complete yourself?
no, that's pretty much it. I think we're going to end up relegating the Cart.com platform. What they've done, just make that an e-commerce component, right? The website has its own flavor, its own look and feel, and there's the sub. If you want to buy it, you go to maybe it's slabshare.store.com or store.slabshare.com, whatever. But
Right.
the that's a separate issue. Right now, what I need to do is figure out how do we get this thing going quickly, without risking access to the data, and with growth capabilities. So anyway, that's way too much talking on my part, Rick. What are your thoughts, or where are you guys at right now talking to the foundation?
Well, the only solution I was able to come up with, I mean, and I have no second thoughts to it. To be honest with you, the only thing that we could do is have a subdomain that has the user enter the username and password once again, which, like Martin said, would be an inconvenience. It's not the best experience, but seems like the only way to go about it. So that same username or password, your paying client, I mean, that's their eligibility criteria, that they have a username and a password with you on Slabshore.com. That same username and password could be duplicated to create another database I mean, this may be functional, but you know, create another database for the subdomain, and to have the status iframe set up on the subdomain behind the login screen, of course, just to the login screen for the validation, and then from there the process is going to work just exactly how you guys envisioned it to work.
Okay, but that would require the user to have a separate username and password. I wonder if they even need a username and password for the e-commerce site at all. I mean, I don't see somebody necessarily ordering a whole bunch of these. You certainly could for a commercial product. And maybe you do for that. Yeah, I guess we do need that.
Right, yeah, the current login on the Slapshore website itself on card.com, I mean, I think that does a bunch of things. I mean, it may, you know, be used for invoices and account settings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
they yeah, that's
true. Stay
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Those are like, you know, regular e-commerce features that you guys might still
yeah.
be using for your current customers. But the idea is
yeah.
that
yeah.
I'll have to check with the team on the technical implementations, implications of this, on whether, you know, the same login can be duplicated automatically for the subdomain status iframe window as well or not. But the idea here, without, you know, looking at the technical possibility right now before I speak to the team, the idea is that we
mm-hmm.
duplicate the same login and the password. When someone signs up on the main website, they have a duplicated login with the same ID and the same password on the you know, the status subdomain page as well. So that way we could, you know, probably iron out the process a bit. Now I'm pretty sure, you know, if you log in on the Slapshore website and then you go to the subdomain, it would still ask you for the login again, and that is the inconvenience we were talking
mm-hmm.
about. But the idea is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they wouldn't have to set up a new sign up for the status reports, right? So they're going to log in from the same username and password. They're not going to be managing two different sets of usernames and passwords. As long as we can automatically replicate or we can duplicate, a new login from card.com. That again is where, you know, the restriction from card.com comes in. I mean, if they allow for the we wouldn't need them to do this, but I'll have to check with my development team on whether we can, you know, at our end, we can create a setup whereby we can duplicate that login and password for the status screen as well or not.
That seems like that. Okay, so make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. So I know that when I go to a website, I can have my password saved, for example, for future logins and things like that. I suspect that if we go to Slapshore.com today and go to the invoice pages and things like that with the username and password login, that they probably would not pass on to a third party. And this is a third party, right? Then what we're talking about here would be a third party, essentially. I suspect they're probably not going to take something sensitive like that, username and password, and export that. I'm almost thinking it's time to just go and separate ourselves completely.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to make a subdomain, just simply recognize the fact that this is just not going to be integrated the way we want. And, I think the functionality could very well be, it's just a separate, completely separate website.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, the domain itself would not have any kind of dependencies on, card.com itself, because, you know, the domain belongs to you, and you could set up as many
yeah.
subdomains to it as you want, right? So we wouldn't need card.com for that specific purpose. I mean, for the purpose of setting up a subdomain or setting up a page with the iframe on the subdomain. Where we would need the card.com, where we would be connected with card.com, we wouldn't even need them, but we would be interlinked with card.com where we would be connected with them is where we need to duplicate the same login and password, because that login and password is actually set up on their system's database, right? Because you're using currently the database you're using for login and sign up on the Slapshore website, that's set up on card.com,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have to have a way for the code to kind of hit that database and collect that username and password and automatically set up a new login and a new password, this time for the, you know, for the status report website, without having the user to manually do it. And that's just to for the purpose of ironing out the whole process. But otherwise, if they have to set up a new username and password, they could do that very well as well. And that way, we wouldn't have to stay, you know, there would be no interlinking between card.com and the new subdomain we'll set up.
Okay. Yeah, I think what we need to do is Martijn's going to be over here in the U.S. For a couple of days. I think we need to sit down and say, okay, how do we go about doing this? Unfortunately, he's going to be here a Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday. It's not the most convenient thing timing-wise, but maybe this is going to be the most important thing that we kind of got resolved. Maybe
right.
We can set up some time to kind of go through this, because I think there's a couple of things that need to happen. Is if Cart.com is not going to, you know, be able to or willing, it's not whether they're able to, we need to have the ability really to know a username, whether or not they are, it's a paid account, and whether or not that particular individual has the right to see the data. We can flip this completely around, because ultimately this is going to end up being, you know, the e-commerce side is one thing. The separate side of this is the maintenance, you know, and paying for the monthly monitoring, right? So the monthly monitoring and who has access to it is really just a status check. And we could simply say, look, you do only the e-commerce, and that's all you do. And you send us a list of who's bought it, what the addresses are, and that's where your functionality stops. There's no need for them to even know the status. Maybe we just have a separate, maybe the foundation monitoring is the separate website, and the e-commerce happens there. To where I simply, okay, e-commerce, you guys just take care of shipping boxes. That's where your functionality ends, and then you turn it over to myslabshare.com, and we'll take care of all of it. If you guys simply manage who's paying for the monitoring and who has access to it, then you're in the driver's seat, right? Because they basically would get, at the end of the day, or when a unit ships or it's being shipped, we can just get a static list that says this serial number has been shipped to that location, and that's it. All they do is they, you know, it's almost like getting a receipt. They don't do anything in terms of active, you know, we just remove them from that conversation entirely.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as you guys can manage credit card payments,
right.
Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, all we have to do is integrate a payment merchant. I mean, Card.com uses a payment merchant, and last time I checked, I think they have their own payment merchant services, right? So they probably don't use a third party, but even if they do, that's exactly what the idea is. I mean, we could use Stripe, we could use Braintree or whatever you guys prefer. We could consult you on that as well. But that's exactly what my, you know, I would like to take the liberty to, you know, to ask you this, Adrian. I mean, what's stopping you to pull the buzzer completely on card.com? I mean, you said there is a fulfillment feature that they do for you.
That's
and that,
That's
the
only thing.
Boxes, right?
That's the only thing. I have been underwhelmed at every step of the way for the last 9 months. Everything is late. Everything is, well, we don't have this. We got to do some custom coding here. I think they're all about raising capital and setting themselves up for an acquisition, as opposed to servicing the needs of the clients. And that's unfortunate because, well, it's unfortunate. The chairman of their company isn't in our company, and I'm going to have a very uncomfortable meeting next week and say, yeah, I'm firing your team, right? So, because I don't see that we have another option. this really comes down to just, we need to know at the moment that somebody logs in whether or not they have the right to see the status of the foundation. And that comes in multiple flavors. That means it may be a husband, it may be a wife. If they get divorced and somebody decides, hey, you know what, hey, that house is now mine and so is the data, I want you seeing the data. Whatever it is, we need to be able to adapt to those things. We need to be able to build an app like we talked about. We need to be able to do all of this seamlessly and maintain the security of our data. And it's clear that they are well outside of their scope. If they can't do this very basic first step, I just don't think they, and it sounds like they have literally one developer who's working on this. I can't bet the farm on one developer.
And you see the biggest fear with me, I mean, it's your business at the end of the day, but I'm kind of more, mm-hmm. I'm kind of equally concerned now because, this just feels like the start, right? I mean, this from here, mm-hmm. You guys are set to grow. Like you mentioned, you're hiring a marketing team. You'll have more orders coming mm-hmm. in. And you just cannot, reduce features or discount features that you want to offer to your customers just because, you know, a third party or card.com. I cannot accomplish it for you. And that said, if you have to keep them until the year end or whatever that is, if they have to stay in the picture, then probably the best way to go about it is that if you have like three packages. I'm just trying to simplify it. I'm sure it may be a little more complex than this, but if you have like three packages and two of them offer the maintenance or the status report. Feature included. What we could do for now, mm-hmm. just to get this going, is that we, when they sign up for a package that has that included, or that has the status report or the status dashboard access included, mm-hmm. What we could do is we could send, manual instructions right from card.com, like a simple email for them to sign up and to create a new password and, create a new login on the new subdomain that we can set up for you. That way, I mean, we're just card.com. Yeah. I mean, does that?
Yeah, that's one of the solutions that came up as well, Rick, is that at the end of the transaction, right, when you get your receipt that says, here it is to active, and then in that receipt, the email is the link to whatever the monitoring, myslapshare.com, right? Thank you for purchasing. Now comes the fun part. Now comes actually monitoring the foundation. That's done through myslapshare.com. It's a separate login. We will always be able to get back to your purchase history. That's fine. But it's no different than when you buy something off of Amazon.com, right? You're not going to call Amazon to try to do the maintenance on whatever subscription that you bought there. Right? You just bought it from them. And so I think we just need to be able to separate the two. We need to look at the simplest, fastest way to get that done. And I think one of the options that I see is, like you said, an email and a link that activates it. New email or a new password, new everything. They maintain all of it there. And then, because that's actually what we're doing with Slapshare, Steadfast Reports. We have that functionality in Steadfast Reports today. The problem is that it exposes all of our data. And there's a potential, if somebody were to hack into the back end, that now they potentially could see all of the raw data for not just us, but everybody. And we just don't want to expose ourselves to hacking. So we want a little separation where...
About that domain or, the access to the back end. So,
Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, to be frank, Adrian, it isn't, it still is a cumbersome process for your customers. I mean, looking at it from a from a user experience standpoint, but I think that is the, that's kind of a makeshift a way to go about it just to get this done for the sake of it, right? So, for now, I think what we could do is, these couple options, like I discussed, I can discuss it with the team and see if we at our end, without having to involve card.com, can duplicate the ID and the password as a new login on the status report screen or the subdomain that we'll be setting up. If we can do that, then that probably is going to get one more cumbersome step out of the way, right? But otherwise, the only way that I can think of is, they will have to, or the customers will have to set up a new username and password or email and password to log into the SaaS.
I'm fine with that. I'm perfectly fine with just going straight to a new username and password. I don't think there's anything wrong with, I just assume let's hit the easy button. Cart.com is not going to play. They've demonstrated that. It's disappointing, but I'd rather not tie ourselves to that. Because today it's Cart.com. If tomorrow we decide we're going to go to Shopify or somebody else, I don't want to have to try to integrate. I just as soon have it completely standalone, and you guys just manage that website and the app and everything on the backside, as an entity, right? You're the interface that allows a user to see the status, and you're just managing all of it, start to finish.
So,
right?
So
I think it's just simpler.
If Cart.com, if you don't use their complete e-commerce solution like you're using it right now, do they just offer the fulfillment? I mean, if you tell them that you just have to, like you said, if they just have to ship the packages and they just have to collect the order as it comes in on the website, they receive it and they produce a shipping label, they take care of the fulfillment, do they do that? I mean, is that...
They do that, yeah. They do that. They do a couple more things. The only other thing that they do that's value-added is they have an inbound sales call department that is scalable as well. Everything is scalable, which is one of the reasons why we outsource everything, right? Because we want scalability. We want to play with the big boys who can grow. And we can't do that. We're a small company. So that between that and but inbound sales calls, inbound sales centers, I won't say they're a dime a dozen, but there's a lot of sources for that